Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and of course, I got a postcard again today. This was the one sent to my wife. Got a return card from you, and now my third batch to send, again printed free. I press on, keeping the promise, since Jesus is my Redeemer. I love you, I love you, I love you, you're a man. You know, because she used the expression, Jesus is the Redeemer, and again, she's right. But 10 years ago this day, I went to, it was Ingles, the supermarket in Athens, Tennessee, and on the return to Metro Expedite, the place I was working, I had a little problem. This is when my car went up in flames. And again, as I've described, I sat in the car for a moment, questioning, should I get out? Because up to that point, for the previous 7 weeks, I was literally daily asking the Lord in prayer to end my life. I mean, it was constant. It was serious. It was an honest request. I told him I repented from attempting to take my own life, but I asked that he would end it. And then to be in a car that was literally in flames, it was kind of like... But obviously I got out of the car and was very troubled that night. But I had been having an interaction with one party, somebody who actually showed me love during those couple months. Because there were a lot of things that I thought and pondered. I pondered the escape. I wanted to leave. I wanted to leave the state, maybe the country. I didn't know what to do. I was still very much in disarray. And in one of the interactions I had with my friend James Grayling, reread the interactions. He stated, you want others to follow Scripture, so you lead in that. And, you know, that's very much on the forefront of my mind, especially because I want to set a model for my kids. My wife offers no hope, but I still press on. And I'm still thinking about my kids. I want my kids to see a model of what it is for someone, a sinful man, to strive to follow Christ. But because of the fact that it's the 10-year anniversary of the car going up in flames, and again, that was the last time I've had a car. I haven't had a car now in 10 years. My postcard today was to Jim Cross, because we got the car from him. You know, 10 years ago, this day started with my desire to die. Then the car I was in went up in flames. That night, I repented. Do you know why? Do you understand God's grace and how to show it to others? The reason I repented, you know, fundamentally was God's grace, but it was given through a friend. He spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, and wrote me a fairly long email with a whole bunch of references to the Scripture. He convinced me I was wrong and I needed to repent. Later, I wrote an email to my wife, which at that time my wife wasn't reading. This was that day or the following day. I gave part of it, copied it to James Grayling, and I'm going to read it. I wrote another email to James Grayling late last night. This was an email to my wife. I just got a detailed response. By far, I have felt loved by him more than any other. He's given wise counsel and backed it up with relevant scripture. I read the email first quickly and again slowly while looking up the referenced scripture. He has pricked me where I was wavering and has given great encouragement to proceed. I have repeatedly asked the Lord to end my days, and James has pointed out why this is wrong. Emotionally, I do not like this, but his arguments are sound. I have been concerned about this for some time, and James pushed me firmly over the edge. Underlined, I will repent of making that request. And 10 years later, I can say it's remained. I was wrong and self-centered. The Lord has shown his grace in my life, and I have much to rejoice over. My attempt to remove myself from this earth was not stopped by my weakness, but by the Lord's grace. The fire that ball that I could have dwelled in yesterday was clearly shown to be not for me. Our Lord kept me going for 2 decades of loneliness, and he surely has the strength to do it again. However, this time not only does he know me, but I know him. I don't have the strength to carry on, but the Lord has the strength to carry me. I will press on. That was 10 years ago. This is written 10 years ago tomorrow, but this is after the event. I went through my teens, 20s, and started my 30s as a lonely guy. And in the Lord's grace, not only did he give me the most beautiful woman that he's ever created, that woman right there, I am firmly convinced she is God's most precious gift to me. And he's given us 9 children walking the earth. And I'm very grateful for that. I would like to have more time with them. That is my desire. I would suggest it's also obedience to Christ, but that is my desire. I'm only seeking reconciliation, not retaliation, not revenge. I'm only seeking reconciliation. And, you know, it's as he got me through the early decades, he's gotten me through another decade. A decade of being alone again. I have a wife and 9 kids, and I've been alone for 10 years. It has an impact on you. Unambiguously, it has an impact on you. So I asked the question to Jim Cross, why did I repent? Because of my nature, my brilliance, something wonderful about me? No. Because of the Lord's grace. And how did he show his grace? Someone came to me and loved me. They loved me by pointing me to the scripture, pointing out where I was wrong, correcting my ways. My ways in my deeds, in my thoughts, in my heart. And I repented. I repented from the seeking my own demise. I have not become pure and perfect. Repentance is still required. But I continue to press on seeking reconciliation, not only with my wife and kids, but with institutional church leadership and so many others. And I have a decade of silence from them too. Except a visit from the police. But, you know, I am desirous to reconcile with somebody. Today, I was thinking about Nicodemus and he appears four times, mentioned four times in Scripture, you know, the John 3, which is often used. And I think the point there is he was part of the religious leadership, and he stepped outside of the religious, the hierarchy, and went to talk with Jesus. And I, you know, because I was thinking about that model, because I'm still hoping for somebody to say, okay, I'm part of the religious leadership, but I'm going to privately, that's why I've opened the door, to reconcile with somebody. But then you saw him again in it was John 7, and I dwelled on that because, you know, one of the things I've done, I did it again today because I've done it before, is the John 8, the woman caught in adultery, is, you know, well argued is not part of Scripture. So if you read John 7 and skip that part and continue in John 8, it reads as one continuous passage, which was interesting. And there was a lot of things that were fascinating about that. But the point of me reading that was I was motivated by thinking about Nicodemus and how he... No, I'm not going to follow. He was fearful still because he went to visit Jesus at night. But he did it. He actually went there. And I'm still hoping for someone to say, okay, again, I'm open to a reconciled relationship with somebody, and we don't tell anybody about it. That door remains open. But it does come back to reconciliation. I had an attitude for a while, 10 years ago, of, okay, I'm not loved. My wife wants to abandon me. I'll disappear. I'll go far away. I was wrong. That part of my attitude was wrong. I have one objective alone, reconciliation. If that door were to open, I would be willing to, again, as I say, go to North Carolina, come here, or go somewhere else so we don't have the baggage. After 10 years, I think the likelihood is small. But I'm going to pursue reconciliation until my last breath, including with Jim Cross, and that's why I sent him the card today. I want to be able to talk with my wife. I want to be able to talk with my kids. I am the dad. There's a few things mentioned in the Bible about that kind of relationship, your husband-wife relationship, the father and children relationship. And there's a whole bunch of people claiming to be Christian and are preventing those relationships from happening, actively preventing those relationships from happening. I don't think this is a good thing. One of the things that was quoted, that even James Graven quoted me, is the idea about, you know, if you love me, keep my commandments. Wherever he put it from. But anyway, so 10 years ago today, my car went up in flames. This evening, 10 years ago, because of the conversation, where there was a phone conversation that night too, I repented. And I can say I have 10 years where I'm living that repentance. I'm not seeking the end of my own life. I am seeking reconciliation, and I'm not going to stop. And, you know, you know, if you want additional evidence of not seeking my own demise, I'm ridiculously healthy. So I'm probably going to be around doing this for another decade or two, aren't I? It's hard. Just so you know, I was working on a part of Shofar Nexus so I can put it online and have people download it. I got that working. I haven't documented it. So I'm going to add some documentation, and it's just got way too late. So tomorrow morning, the plan is to send out an email to a few people and say, here it is. Share it with somebody. Maybe somebody will say, yes, you have a foundation that I want to use. That's what I'm seeking. And there are particular parties I'm going to go pursue it with. Anyway, you know what it's like to be alone for 10 years? I do. I don't recommend it. What I would recommend is for a husband and wife to love each other all the days of their lives as one, to be a constant mutual blessing, to communicate with each other openly and honestly. Don't turn from each other. Don't tear each other apart. Love each other. It's actually something I have done, and I actually now seek to do, to encourage others to do the same. To be able to look at another human being created in the image of God that you're one flesh with. To look at them and love them and see love back from them is marvelous. I thought I had that. My wife has it from me. Dorothy Jane, my lady. After 10 years, I still love you and want you back.